Hey, today's a big day. It's Friday.
The conference
tonight is the conference.
Tonight in Chicago, Illinois.
So after we're done here at the studio, we have to run the subway, get me some more of my spinach.
That's all, yeah.
Then haul up through Chicago traffic to get to Fox Lake, Illinois for our conference tonight.
I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people. We're hearing that people are coming from California, somebody coming from Georgia, from Florida.
Australia.
Yeah, there's actually
I wish Debbie from Anchorage would come tonight.
Debbie from Anchorage might come tonight with her mucklucks to slap you upside the head.
She could put ice on my drinks.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible.
Hey, why don't you tell everyone about your newsletter?
I haven't talked much about it. Thanks for bringing that up.
No problem.
I hate to do it myself, talk about it. It's also commercial.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say it's commercial when I have a free newsletter. All you got to do is go to my website, martinzender.com,
yep.
Sign your name up, and you get what I would consider a great newsletter. It's called Clanging Gong News.
Yeah.
It's just like this show, only in print.
In print. There you go.
Yeah. It's got great photos. It's got some cartoons. It's got a little satire, a lot of humor, but mostly it's got the truth. Stuff you're not hearing in church, stuff you want to talk about, things you want to ask your pastor, but you're afraid to. There are no holds barred at Clanging Gong News.
Yeah, well, we're blessed by God not to be part of an organization.
We are. It is so liberating.
It's liberating because we can speak truth. You can't speak truth if you have to answer to a denomination. It can't happen.
And of course, there's a downside to that for us, so we don't have the steady paycheck that the institution people would have. That's why we depend on God puts it on people's heart. You say, how do we get by? What do? God puts it on people's hearts to help us do what we do. It's by the grace of God that we do what we do. And Paul, talked about this, and he said that those who proclaim the evangel are to make a living off of it. And so if anybody wants to help this, if anybody has been helped by this and wants to help us get it to more people, feel free to contribute. The way I always put it is I never require contributions, but I've never turned one down, to my knowledge.
Right, right. And speaking of which, if you want to keep the program on the air, you can go to the paulsevangel.com and go to the donate page, or you can mail help to P.O. Box 421, Round Lake, Illinois, 60073.
That's to help the show keep going.
Cross and Throne Ministries is how you make the check, too. But anyway.
If you want to help keep Clanging Gong going, you can go to my website,
and go to
martinzender.com. But it's all by the grace of God. We're not – tithing is an Israelite thing, and nobody's required to give any money.
You only get the tithing when you have to support a $1 million institution.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking here about the difference between the scriptures and these other religions. We mentioned three of them, and we include the Christian religion as the fourth. And I just want to make here this comment. Now, one of the things that differs, the sacred scriptures reveal the grand work of salvation, conciliation, and reconciliation. Before I go too far,
you have
to understand these terms, and we recommend that you get a concordant version. The only translation not done by robe-wearing, education-worshipping clergymen, so they didn't have a bias to harness, to adhere to. They weren't the concordant version translators did not have to answer to a king, except the one king, the King of Kings. But there's a difference in the scriptures. The King James and the New King James, all the rest of them use this word reconciliation. They never distinguish between these Greek words. But there's a word conciliation and reconciliation. We won't get into these now. We'll get to these in another
program. You and I are going to get at the conference this weekend.
We're going to talk about
the big differences in translation.
So the sacred scriptures, again, they show us that the work of justification, conciliation, and reconciliation are wholly of God, completely, totally from God, apart from our merits or any works of righteousness performed by us. That's it. Now, what do the other religions do in the other writings? They deny this by teaching salvation through some kind of self-help program, right? Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And any kind of righteousness performed by the individual apart from God, or, which is even more deceiving, is some people think that they save themselves by working in cooperation with God.
Well, that's more subtle.
That's even more subtle than saying that your salvation is by you, yourself, is the subtlety that says you're in cooperation with God. You want to elaborate on some of that?
I do. How did you know?
I can tell by the vein in your forehead. Go ahead.
Well, that was the main thing Paul was fighting in Galatia, is not that the Galatians weren't saying that you need the law to save you. They acknowledged that, yes, salvation's of Christ, sure. Remember, these people that were bugging the daylights out of Paul were mixing this law and grace. It was a cooperation salvation. They said, okay, you don't need the law to be saved. And yet, in the back door, they snuck in the law by saying you need it to be perfected. And that's why Paul says, having begun in spirit, are you now being perfected in flesh? And yet, this mixed religion is a combination of spirit and flesh. It's a cooperation. Our flesh is required to cooperate. You know, and it depends. Some religions put more whitewash on it than others. Now, these other three religions we talked about, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, they're pretty straightforward about it. You know, that's why these religions, this is going to sound really different.
Go ahead.
These religions are pretty much straight out say you have to work for your salvation. You have to work for it.
And it doesn't matter what the work is, whether it's blowing things up or getting on a flagpole
or lighting candles.
They all present some form
of work that you have to do. And the Christianity, the Christian religion, does the same thing. We talked about these tracts, the tract
Christ
died
for every one of your sins except
the sin of unbelief. And so there you have to cooperate with God by believing in his program. And I'm sorry, I don't care how you whitewash that, you're talking about a cooperative salvation.
Sin. And here's the thing, you're talking about Galatians. In Acts 15, it's settled once and for all that a man is saved apart from law.
Where is that?
Acts 15.
Okay.
Remember, when Paul went around proclaiming the evangel to the nations, he was preaching justification by faith alone, right?
Right.
And the Jews said, oh, no, unless they keep the law of Moses,
Paul had to actually go to Jerusalem and argue this point, because even the Jews in Jerusalem, including Peter, we're mixing law in with
now,
this new gospel.
Now, what does Galatians solve? That a man is... the problem in Acts 15 was they said they can't be saved without law, and the problem in Galatians is that they can't be complete without law. And that's the key. We're telling us, and the message we're going to proclaim on this program, because it's Paul's evangel to the nations, the letters of the Apostle Paul teach, that Christ is not only necessary, but he's enough.
And
not only we are justified apart from law works of any kind, and we are complete without law works of any kind. We not only on first base without works, we make it all the way home without works. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you and I, we're border guards, and we're sitting at the border, and when we see somebody compromising the purity, the totality of Christ's accomplishment, we jump on him like a bulldog. And that's what Paul was. He even jumped on Peter. Peter played the hypocrite.
Today in the Christian religion, churches will nail you for immorality and abortion, all this other stuff. And it's interesting, in the church of Corinth, the ecclesia at Corinth, there was a man having sexual relations with his father's wife. There were people who were teaching some bad doctrine, like they didn't understand resurrection. They were denying resurrection. And that's pretty bad. You and I would admit that. And there were people getting all kinds of, they were getting drunk at the Lord's table there, and all that immorality that was going on. But guess what? Paul starts off and writes kindly to them and nicely to them. And because he knew those errors could be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
But in Galatia, they weren't getting drunk.
No.
They weren't committing adultery.
Yeah.
They weren't, what were they doing?
They were bringing in foreign elements to the purity of grace.
Exactly. They were bragging about their accomplishments. And Paul never said one kind thing. He started off in Galatians by saying, I marvel! I can't believe what you're doing! I told you about Christ crucified, and what are you guys doing? You're saying that you have to do something to accomplish it. Paul went after them with a pen of lightning.
He really, Paul busted his chain.
But it's just the opposite today. Everything's about mortality. There's a difference, everything's about morals. But there's a difference between morality and the Bible Christianity. A difference.
Paul says, I am marveling as swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you. Where does he say in here, where does he actually greet the Galatians? Does he actually greet him or does he go right to him? He never really greets him. He just goes right after him. The Phillips translation, I wish I had it with me, but it was so memorable I can't forget it. The Phillips translation has Paul saying, "Dear idiots of Galatia." That's how they have him starting this.
In Galatians 3:1, he says, "Oh, foolish Galatians."
That's where it is.
And it's
the
3:1. Greek elements are unminded. They were stupid. And it says, "Who bewitches you?" Now, it's interesting. That word bewitches is almost like a spell cast over you. And in the Old Testament, in the Greek Old Testament, it is, by the way, it's used in Deuteronomy in the Greek Old Testament regarding a woman who's so delicate, right?
Yeah.
She wouldn't even touch the sole of her foot on the ground because she's such a delicate woman. Things would get so bad in Israel that she would be bewitched to kill her own children and eat them. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, when you said, hang on to that thought, I got to say, go ahead.
But so what this bewitching, they were once enjoying Christ, and they turned around the opposite way, and a spell was cast over them, and instead of looking outward and rejoicing in a finished work, they started looking inward in what they're accomplishing.
That's too strong of a word to use, spell and casting and like an incantation and a witch. I mean, we're looking at witchery here. Who bewitches you?
Yeah.
It is a spell. We talked about Hinduism and the magic spells and the recitations at the altar and all those things they do to get a firmer hold on their gods. And here we have Christianity. In order to get a firmer hold on your God, we're going to cooperate with them. And Paul says, who bewitches you? This is Satan craft.
And under the law of Moses in the Hebrew,
they were stoned.
They
killed them.
Witches were stoned.
Yes, and this is nothing less than bewitchment.
Bewitchment, and it's something that takes place within the realm of the church.
Exactly. That's why it's so deceptive, and that's why, like I called us border guards, we're watching that line. And if somebody comes over there and they dare to touch the purity of what Christ has accomplished, we're on them. We're on them hard.
And as we head toward, I mean, this is the weekend. We got to give people, I want to give you guys a positive note. Close your ears to the hiss of the serpent. Death is death. And apart from Christ, there is no resurrection and no immortality. Salvation is a gift of God. Ephesians 2 says, "For in grace, through faith, are you saved. And this is not out of you." It's not out of you. It's not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. It's not out of you. It's not out of works. It's not out of you. It's not out of works. If you're driving, repeat this to yourself. It's not out of you. It's not out of works. It's not out of you. It's not out of works. This is Dan Sheridan. Come to Chicago tonight and hear some more.
Can't wait to see you there. This is Martin Zenner at martinzenner.com. Thanks, Dan, for that wonderful word of grace that's going to take me into the week.
Dan Sheridan, paulsevangel.com.
We'll see you Monday, folks.